Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Get out. Good afternoon and welcome to Shadowpedia on Arrow FM. This is Sheldon Federer here on today's show. We'll be discussing about... about less money to be spent in the budget and also go tell you the tip on my co-leader's reaction after my Republican quits tip on my to form your own party for Te Tau Tukarau Party. And I'm going to tell Judy Goss on her retirement from Parliament after he served 24 years in parliamentary service. Right now, I'll be keeping a true to New Zealand music. This week, I'm going to play the 70s and the 80s. I'm gonna play by Hello Sarah on Chatterpedia on Arrow FM. Fair was got a play by Hello Sailor on Chatterpedia on Arrow FM. This cash be thrown around in this month's budget for privacy head told business audience in Auckland. For precarious economic situation means the government must deal with its fiscal strategy, the Prime Minister told Business New Zealand event. We can't control what's on, but we can secure New Zealand's future in it. Luxon says, Luxon said, facilitate the global team will reinforce the importance of responsible economic management and fiscal discipline ahead of budget 2026. Operating spending as a new initiative and the budget will be $2.1 billion, about $300 million less than the $2.4 billion set in December. We are getting books in order, continue to invest in essentials, health, education, defence, law and order. Law and order and infrastructure that requires ongoing reprioritization because the alternative is more boring, higher taxes, and ultimately a weaker common that actually the Labour Party wanted to do, wanted to vandalise the economy and destroy the economy in huge amounts. Look what happened in Victoria. They ended up having a lot of debt after 12 years of Labour government. Victorians will be fighting for a change come November and say goodbye to a Jacinda to Allan government. Right, back here, the Prime Minister confirmed government remains committed on returning the books to surplus by 2028-2029 and putting debt on downward trajectory towards 40% of GDP. This year's budget will be unveiled on May 28th. The Prime Minister has repeatedly she will return the focus of taking control on spending and operate allowance of $2.4 billion. Any spending will be on health, education, defence, law and order and other departments are likely to be told to find further savings. In a rare pre-budget leak, New Zealand Fed's leader, Wednesday Peters, last week revealed the government would scrap fees free tertiary study for final year students. Financial policy from a Labour League government provided up to $12,000 in tuition fee payments with fees here of provider based study over the first 2 years of work based learning. The college government then changes cover the final year of tertiary education study. I better hope if a price will be kept at it's coming budget day because the government cannot afford any more broken policies. If you want to gain background support to secure national a second term in office. you better stick to the plans up, boy. Right now, I'm going to play People by Masix on Shutterpedia on Arrow FM. Because my mum and dad were vaguely remember Masix. Where's my mum and dad knows nothing about Masix at all? Because Masix band was formed in Wellington and ended up later moved to Australia to sustain a career. Here's that for you. There was people by my sex on Jadapedia on Arrow even Finn Fat for song Peter Mumfrey in the home country of New Zealand. And Peter Mumfrey 6 over in Australia in 1980. This is come physically center from 98 album Space Race. Yeah, my sex was a great New Zealand New York fan of Chief, both at home and over in Australia. Go read this Demon Rebecca. Tip by my. Tip by my co leaders, Demon Rebecca. And why we want TD Saver Party's team. Kira Dog Girl, Kira will be chosen soon. After Te Pāmai, Ibi Marina Kapi Kiki, who quit Te Pāmai and join the Tītai and formed a new own Tītai Tukarau party, Tītai Tukarau, founded by Marina Kapi Kiki on Monday, says, who probably want to focus on people, more people of interest of the Tītai Tukarau region. Here comes under Master Tiro and fighting of Te Pāmai with some pioneers calling Party President John Tamahiri a dictator and a perceived authoritarianism. If rest called so much better than fighting. This is why This is why Tuck Defence and Maria Kabakati rebelled against the party. I better hope Te Papamoe won't get back into government, because if Te Papamoe tries to coalesce with Green and Labour after the next election, fail regular comedy, fail see New Zealand back to a worse state, and probably see New Zealand back to a stone age. This is why he got the coalesce of government, so he can prosper more. After Labour's 2024, when last Labour was last in charge, the debt was gone out of control. They wrecked and vandalised the economy, which has long lasted affairs, as the government tried to fix that. Good news, everyone. The national government will put New Zealand in a better economic state than the guys in Australia were still dealing with a Labour government. Australians want to prioritise on borrow more, spend more. I hope will be another round of brain gain, just like I did with COVID-19. First, a tip on my co-leaders. First tip on my co-leaders, relate the MPs to start a new party.
Centre. How do we standing for Te Tai Tokoro?
Oh, that's what Te Tai Tokoro to determine, and they had a hui yesterday, so looking forward to the outcome of that.
Is it likely, do you think, that he might be a candidate?
What's likely is that Te Tai Tokoro will announce that. It's not for us to announce that here, and for the viewers here, that is for Te Tai Tokoro to determine.
Do you know when that's happening?
That will happen in the coming weeks and months, and so we're looking forward to Te Tai Tokoro making that decision. But I can tell you what, there's been some big names put on the table. We're looking forward to the outcome of that.
What's happening with Aurini?
Aye?
As well, yeah. Name's Honey.
Like I said, I will not be determining that through the media. That will be for Te Tai Tokoro.
Aurini has corrected the story that was written about her. She hadn't spoken to the journalists involved, and I think she's been really clear on where she stands, and we're really supportive of Aurini. We're really confident that she's going to win her seat.
Absolutely. What about Rafferty Mighty Clark?
So just to confirm, because there seems to be a little bit of a story in the media that we haven't confirmed our MPs. We were confirmed last year. So as far as we confirmed to the media, all MPs who are into Party Māori have been confirmed to stand in their seats.
Plus one other, Nikoro Rafferty and Hayley Maxwell. So we're looking forward to sealing the deal with the other two. And those will come in the coming
years. It was Willie Jackson that said this morning that he understood that conversations had been held in Tainui about the potential to start another party and potentially have Hana as the leader of that party. What do you know about
Jackson
that?
Jackson has been in a lot of parties, so he's probably a bit of an expert on that, more than we are.
Is
not currently a part of Te Pāti Māori caucus, even though he dearly wants to be. So he's
well,
not he, a visitor to talk
well,
to
well, he
us.
Did chair the first ever Māori party hui at his house many years ago. So
none of what he's saying is true at all?
I have no idea. That is up for Willie to explain or mansplain as he does. And so, you know, we've just got to carry on with the mahi that we're doing as Te Pāti Māori.
Have you found kōrero tahi kōrua kia hana?
Aye. Te konei hana I tēnei rā, ko kōrero tahi. There's no story here, people. Kāre he kōrero. Both Hana and Aurini are confirmed candidates for Te Pāti Māori. There's no story here. So if you can ask us some critical issues around the environment and conservation and any of the other destructive bills that this government is moving, then we'll do that. But there's no story here. Move on.
For us, next weekend means the next advent.
Let's hope Labour win or send back Murray. Says I'm happy, I don't care if Te Papamoe wins or loses, because I'd rather want to send me a female blush and continue representation of Murray seats. Because Murray says, you know, previous years days, all I do is just infighting above the ideologies. Next song I'll be playing for today is it is E-Epa by Prince Tuitika on Jardipedia on RAFM. Mm-hmm. Fair was eaten by Prince Tuatika on Jadapedia on Aero FM. Long-standing natural MP long-standing National MP Sheda Collins have spelled out of power saying she never someone knew who plays, but it didn't leave her check her ambition. I've never heard of pages for Collins or during my time, always still. Not my place, Parliament and the National Party Caucus people of TLC are a lot different from fire today. Collins said, reflecting on the year she entered Parliament, Collins showed that someone would not know who plays Parliament was not happy spot when he, for her when she first entered it. I decided the most what I had since I knew I'm truly incapable of sucking my to her again in order to get ahead, she said. Collins said she has too many profiles to list female, but she gave some highlights, including banning smoking in prisons. As a jury, she was seated in a Nelson Teeth litigation, a long-standing Maryland dispute. She also mentioned the government's diverse capability plan and associated budget funding, which will lift spending levels not seen in generations. Collins paying the clubhouse for being far being the first massifies and manipulates to put our money where my mouth is. She also mentioned her time as a National Party leader having run a role after two different females in which the party went through two leaders. I would like to ask you, Mr. Speaker, Jeff Brownlee. Charity. Charity to David Bennett. Andrew Bailey, Chair Smith, Nicol Wells and Tom McClay, Hatu Hipango and Warren B for your coverage and your friendship during the toughest of times when I was asked to take the reins in 2020. As a third leader of the opposition in 7 weeks, Shadow broke global pandemic and females before election. We never gave up and we did not run away. As often commented, fact that I have fear, but if it says, well, we didn't get to be reserved without having to be outside quip on the first week. It's just an opportunity to show that character, she said. Collins paid tribute to her husband David Wong Tong and her son. She said she was blessed by her family and my choice of parents. I was profoundly blessed. My father always told me never let anyone make me feel less than them. My mother told me that I was mommy's little baby all the way from heaven. I started saying it was better living up to my father's expectations than my mother's. She said, I'm going to play a clip on her valedictory speech. So she goes, we'll be bowing out after 24 years of parliament. This is her emotional valedictory speech.
I'm a lawyer, not a politician, and I had extensively studied and practiced law, but never politics. I approached everything as a lawyer, looking to the facts, often oblivious to the way things would be portrayed in media, and not really understanding that being fearless in my prosecution of issues, while admirable as a lawyer, might be seen as a little confrontational in Parliament. I've never had the patience for the concept of doing my time, or worse still, knowing my place. And the Parliament and the National Party caucus room of 2002 are a lot different from what they were then. As one senior MP told us, quote, just because I smile at you, don't think I like you. For a woman who has never known her place, I was not in a happy space. I was, with my 21 years legal experience and several years of regulatory business and corporate work, given the less than weighty portfolios of Associate Health, Internal Affairs, and National Library. In a caucus of a mere 27 members, I received a message that not that much was expected of me, that I would either make something of not much, or I would be an MP who came and went. So I decided to make the most of what I had, since I knew that I am genetically incapable of sucking up to hierarchy in order to get ahead. So true, isn't it, team? I can be a bit brutal. Within that first term... Behave, Prime Minister, behave. Within that first term, I used my position as Associate Health Spokesperson and member of the Health Select Committee to get first the backing of National and then other parties to get an inquiry into the use of Agent Orange and its effects on our troops during the Vietnam War. This was against the advice to both National and Labor governments from the Reeves Inquiry and the McLeod Inquiry, where both concluded that the spraying of Agent Orange had not occurred where our New Zealanders were stationed and therefore had no effect on their health. So I was up against it. Ross Miller of Northland and Colonel John Masters of Christchurch, as well as many other Vietnam veterans, provided information and evidence. I was able to use that information to convince National, ACT, New Zealand First, United Future and the Greens that we should undertake the inquiry. When all those parties lined up in that select committee, we had the majority of the votes and Labor government members came and supported it too. Well, that's great. Never too late. What came about was the evidence had been in New Zealand all along and was held in tapes and needed decoding. And that evidence showed that these toxic herbicides have been sprayed at least 356 times in the Phoc Toi province where the majority of New Zealanders were based. It was a lesson in working across parties. It showed me that a government can eventually come to the party against its officials' advice when a backbench MP does their work, brings others on board and is willing to share the credit. And as has recently been revisited by media, yes, as a first term MP, I held to account a senior minister who had leaked to the media a lawyer's legal advice letter to her 16-year-old refugee applicant client and then lied about it. Some other achievements of which I'm most proud include banning smoking in prisons. Yeah, I did that. Yeah. I really did not have the support of the government.
I better leave it to it. Something more interesting is going to happen after we played. And right to it by Dragon on Jadapedia on RFM. Infrared directed by Dragon on Jada Pedia on Ari Even Feathers from a 1976 album Sunshine. Elections in England, Scotland and Wales have put a further pressure on Keir Starmer's already troubled leadership of United Kingdom's Labour government. This is also further evidence of significant trends in liberal democracies, not least Australia. This suggests era dominance by two major parties is coming to an end. If not really over, support for major parties are withering on the fine. Second, Greens have appealed young and Muslim voters of Labour, many of whom dissatisfied with Starmer's approach to a conflict in Gaza and its domestic spillovers. Finally, nationalism had a good night. Scotland, Wales, and are all now governed by the seedless secessionist parties, albeit without majorities. A radical right populist Reform UK is ascendant in England. given a scale and significance of Labour's losses, many of its team led to push a cheat button on Starmer's leadership and order transition to a new leader will be ideal for Labour. However, the party will need a change of philosophy as much of a change of leader to overcome deep structural problems facing all centrist parties and liberal democracies. The fragmentation of Britain, two faggot blocks have survived since Brexit. One is concerned if the other is progressive. However, there's significant contestation within these blocks. The progressive bloc is coverage of urban, educated and younger voters and minorities. Some of them may be quite conservative on social issues. Conservatively, the right of British politics now sits in the upside down from the progressive side via older, less educated voters living in the shires. Where do people from two blocks meet in person, with a possible exception of Christmas dinner when intergenerational divides, political attitude, given roast beef, chestnut, Wellington and Yorkshire pudding. Importantly, the United Kingdom has shifted from a party system dominated by two main parties, the Conservatives and Labour, into a multi-party system within a plurinational polity that makes governing more complex and is part of the reason why Britain has become a new elite. Regular additional leaders to poll-driven attempts to address structural changes and changes in British politics. In a similar assault to the 2025 Australian election, the British Labour Party won government in 2024, a scoreline that flattened victors. Labour won 411 out of 656 in the Westminster Parliament, or 63 of the seats from 34% of the vote. This has been described as lossless landslide, traded for Labour quickest ever alienated its own supporters, feminists, really fragile legal coalition. Admittedly, all said if governments need to do this, but this electricity which has happened in Britain sets this Labour government apart. The Greens have gained significant momentum over the past 2 years as membership has swelled. Although many of them are disaffected by Jeremy Corbyn's supporters from the Labour left, healthies, newbies and older environmentalists will be mixed remains to be seen. However, Greens will be obliged some scales to take local government with them into our future elections. The rise of Reform UK, having suffered its worst ever election defeat in 2024, the federal and adaptable Conservative Party struggled to defend former fighters, many of them high-profile politicians, from defecting to Reform UK. Reform UK is now a centre right-wing force of local government. It will take a lot of political momentum into the next UK-wide election scheduled for 2029. Not impossible, Fidesz high-profile leader Nigel Farage may be the next UK Prime Minister. The future of the United Kingdom Labour has lost Wales. We have been dominated for 100 years to the notary secessionist party player Kirimu. The Scottish National Party, similarly secessionist defied political gravity, remained the largest party of Scotland for almost 20 years, even through reform, had a first major breakthrough into Scottish politics. In England, the picture was different. British nativism is ascended in English politics. Highlights within the reform would be a bothersome support from anti-immigration policies because it is already full of non-Europeans because people don't choose from other countries to be English. Well, have kids are born in England. English people are the native white people race. They're mostly descended from Early post-age Aotearoa settlers, most of this which became Western hunter-gatherers. Vina and Tom never found a scene about bigger populations. Paul had a fin of a big Anglo-Saxon admission to it. Vina got English people because English people are truly Anglo-Saxon and Germanic, not with Mamorites who want to be English. Because I'm actually a supporter of free migration of non-white residents in the UK. The future of Keir Starmer always makes Starmer's leadership more precarious than it was even before, which was pretty shaky. VRC will continue to take Starmer's place, yet to leave inside how belligerent might take to yet another defensivization of British Prime Minister each prospective candidate is problematic in some way. Independent mayor of Greater Manchester, so-called Kangaroo for North, is not actually an MP. Adrian was potentially damaged tax investigation handing over her head. Even about reading last election as a Labour leader in 2015, restricted is not popular on the left of a party owner's constituency of a matter which holds a very slim nation. Whoever becomes Prime Minister will have a difficult job in the hands. Reform is easy to determine, but difficult to react. Major structural changes such as build a new economy or changes the first-past voting system would be a good start, but will be far from easy. Voters will also need to be patient, but if I want to see evidence of direction, and searches are promising. Of course, there's no consensus about what needs to change. More reform faces fewer immigrants. Fewer complicated a fragmented political landscape, but one result from elections is clear. Business issue from a grown-ups in the room is not what this political moment requires. Yes, frustration will be of play Kumu 143 seats with 35.4% of vote becomes the largest party in Wales. Dan Thomas of a Reform UK party 134 seats with 29.3% of vote while governing Labour, which held for 100 years, ended up having a third place defeat with 11.1% of a vote. Welsh Conservatives is on 10.7%, while the Green Party of Wales sits at 6.7%, while Liberal Democrats sits at 4.5%, but only won one seat. So Joe Thomas will have to take on as leader of the opposition. Similarly, Scotland, where SNP held sway with 58 seats, with 30.2% of a vote, while under Sarah of Labour comes second with 90.2% of a vote. And Reform UK make a Scottish breakthrough with 50.8% of a vote, while Scottish Greens has 2.3% of a vote, while could consider having the worst night with 11.8% and Liberal Democrats on 11.4%. This is the same situation in Australia where David Ferrier of One Asia Party ended up winning the Ferrier by-election. Representative former Liberal leader Cecil Lay. It is the first violation of Angus Taylor's Liberal leadership. So let's need to take a good hard look at themselves and probably a good night for Pauline Hanson's. Alright, so Australia's massive surge of support for One Nation comes after I don't wake up on a mosque where Muslims kill Jews. I actually need to get Muslims out of Australia and make and other elite Northern Europeans in Australia. And I gotta tell you one thing about Donald Trump. Donald Trump's invited to Beijing by this many times before he left to call black reporter Dom for then ask him why he was concerned about the cost of run in a Federal Reserve renovation overseen by his ministers, Jerome Powell, and not about his ballooning cost of projects when he is overseen the White House ballroom and Lincoln Memorial reflecting poll. FBI Director Cash Patel responded to questions from Democratic senior Chris Van Hollen about reports that has been triggered problem by lying that Van Hollen dragged migrants with a robbery to Puerto Man and El Salvador falsely claimed that a holiday party for the senator's staff paid for by the campaign funds was proof to the senator was dragging on a tax time during the day. Also, National Congress for support behind Glenn Part of the Progressive Popular Charity long-time Republican Senator Susan Collins in Maine. Marty McQuaid resigned from his position commissioner to the U.S. Federal Drug Administration, FDA, on Tuesday, concluded a FEMA Territory and Regulatory Agency. The Senate convened Kevin Walsh to a 40-year term as a Federal Reserve Governor, making important steps to Walsh's nominee and succeeded Powell as a U.S. Central next chair. Did you know, in fact, Americans have had to use this $100 million debt money to fund instruction and finance ministry? Looks like Americans are and the guy fair society to go buy heroin. Economic survey which favor all Americans becoming poorer and more forced people. Forcing white people to move out of suburbs, even Boston, was decided to be covered, ended up spurring, having, especially white population, lead to black people who, to run their crimes rampant. Well, now I'm gonna tell you the fact of the day is. Healers co-logists are capable of living for weeks by day of starvation. Wait for final song I'm going to play for today. It is it is. And we're going to have a Bible clean on Chatterpedia on Arrow FM. farewells. An event could happen by the claim on Shadow Peter on Arrow evening. While further set for Shadow Peter, I will see you next Thursday. This is Shadow Peter on Arrow evening.